Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Once again, Bob and I are joined by Patty, and on this episode, we discuss our favorite comics or comic strips from when we were kids. There are quite a few that I couldn't remember, but I know I really liked. I think I got the big ones, though. Calvin and His Tiger, The Orange Cat Chronicles, The Distant Side. I think those are the names. Enjoy.
This is the role that Patty plays for me most often in my life. She's a grounder and a humbler. She'll remind me...
A grumbler?
Thank you.
Or a hounder.
My goodness. Let me see. It seems to me that we found a better way to describe the role that my wife plays in my life. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Buddy.
Anytime.
So, and all truth here, okay, although I don't like it sometimes because I want the world to think more of me than I am, she won't let that happen. She'll make sure that first I know who I am. And then if I still continue to let the world think that I'm more than I am, she'll let them know too. And between the two, I become a humbler person. And so thank you for that.
My pleasure. Really?
Yeah, I know. There is no greater. Really?
Someone's got to do it.
So do you have any comics that you liked from a kid, as a kid, or when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I would read The Family Circus. Uh-huh. That was one of my favorites, and I don't know why.
Because you're always looking for like animals and giraffes and stuff. Like, it's a circus.
It's not really a circus. Maybe. That was one. I'm trying to think of the other ones. I can't recall them all that much.
Yeah.
I did watch the classics on TV, the Charlie Brown, and I didn't love it, but TV was more limited back then.
Sure.
You know, you had three or four channels. Were you around when there were only three or four channels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was born in 73, so
okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. I know you're a youngin'.
Yes.
All right. What was your favorite comic?
I liked Garfield a lot. I liked Doonesbury. I liked Bloom County.
I did like Bloom County.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
Farside. Yeah, I collected a lot. I had a lot of the collected versions. I would go out to the bookstores and I would buy a lot of those, and that translated to comic books eventually. But Pogo is one historically I was really into.
I don't know that one.
It was set in the South, and there were these, it was like a possum and an alligator and these other characters. It was very much a commentary on stuff that was happening in the South, I think in the Louisiana area especially. But
and in the world, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole concept of I have seen the enemy and he is me came from a Pogo comic strip.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. So Mort Walker was actually kind of a little bit of a sage in the way that he drew that. And I wasn't a big fan of it until I started trying to draw cartoons. And it was the politics that he could mix in so seamlessly with the comedy of these stupid looking characters, but that are actually saying things that are relevant to what's going on in politics and also clearly in the Deep South. It was a swamp, baby.
Yeah.
So yeah, cool. Interesting. And I love the drawings. That's mm-hmm. part of, that's why I loved comic books. I enjoyed reading the words too, but I'll be honest with you. I get a comic book, I scan all the pictures first. I'm looking through and seeing where the action is and all the different characters. And then I'll go back and figure out what it's about. That's different people for different things. Did you ever read comic books? Did you ever?
Archie. My parents had a cottage in Maine, and I always like to say this is when cottages were cottages. I mean, it had one bathroom, bare floors, you know, no heat or air conditioning. It was a cottage. You know, it wasn't a second home. So we'd go up there and we'd get a bag of Fireballs and the Archie cartoons. Sometimes Josie and the Pussycats.
Sure.
Yeah.
And those were the comics I would read. So that's probably very female, right? Those are female comics versus more.
I think they're fairly neutral.
Yeah. Okay.
I liked Archie too. Yeah, I mean, because there were funny characters. I thought Moose and Jughead were hilarious. I thought that Betty and Veronica were hot.
As a six-year-old boy?
Hey, listen, it comes early in my family. Seventh grade was the first time that I started thinking about girls as girls. You know,
that's 13. Yeah, I mean, that's
second grade.
Oh, second grade. I think you said seventh.
No, second grade. Second grade. Wow. I actually had a dirty dream about my teacher in second grade. And Miss Gilbert was nothing to look at. She was horn-rimmed glasses, funky hairdo. Mm-hmm.
She wore slower.
She wore the styles of the 60s. Mm-hmm. And I really to tell you that because I was in second grade. I have no idea how old this teacher was, but I'm guessing she was probably in her 20s. But I remember, and it wasn't really a dirty dream, but to a second grader it was, because I was in the classroom and she had no clothes on. And why would a second grader have that dream? I told my mother about it the next morning, and she said, don't worry about it and don't think about it.
I don't want to have to worry about this. Please stop thinking. Yeah.
But I did shortly thereafter get the facts of life taught to me.
Hmm.
So maybe
you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both.
And there you have facts of life.
Oh, what's that from?
I'm just finishing the sentence that I thought was logical.
That was really good. You should come up with a song for that. Record that. I complete you.
Yeah. Hey, it's Bob. I love this comic conversation. I must, however, apologize to the amazing Walt Kelly, the creator of Pogo. At one point, I called him Mort Walker in this episode. Mort was a wonderful cartoonist in his own right, having drawn Beetle Bailey and High and Lois for decades. But Walt Kelly was a different kind of cartoonist, one who walked the line between entertainer and activist. I really like and respect that. So sorry for the slip of the tongue, Mr. Kelly. It wasn't my only gaffe during the show, but seriously, who's keeping count? Okay, gang, that does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We really appreciate listening.